Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I am so blessed by today's program. I recently chatted with my dear friends Brian and Sue Samuel, and you're going to hear a lot of their music today and a wonderful chat with them, and we're getting ready for them coming to Shema Yisrael tomorrow, Sunday, June 5th at 10 a.m. More about that later. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Today's program is going to be a combination of wonderful music from Sue Samuel and also music from other artists that talk about the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, because we are celebrating Shavuot and we're remembering the time when the Spirit came upon everyone and they began speaking in different languages. And we're also remembering the time when we received the law. There are so many good songs about this time period. But one song I love is from Sue Samuel, and it's called Fill Me Up, because that's what we want. We want more of your Spirit, Lord. Oh, please, Lord, fill us up.
Your beauty, and I hear your song. I feel your power, and I know your love. Fill me up, fill me up. My
Shalom. This is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
So that song, Fill Me Up, was from her CD, Songs from the Secret Place. Their newest CD is called Revive, and this next song, Great Are You, Lord, talks about His breath breathing into our lungs. Hallelujah.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken.
Pour out our praise, pour out.
So we pour out our praise to you all. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Adonai. One of my favorite prayers in all of the Bible has just two Hebrew words in it. Repeat it after me. Kuma Adonai, which means rise up, O Lord. It is so needed in this hour for the body to come together as one and say, rise up, Lord. Rise up in our families. Rise up in this society. Rise up with power. Rise up with healing. Rise up with revival.
Yes, Lord. Rise, Ruach, rise. Come with fire and thunder. Rise, Ruach. Carry us away. Rise, Ruach, rise. Wild wind and wonders. Rise,
That was Rise, Ruach, Rise from their brand new CD, Revive. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my fun interview with Brian and Sue Samuel. Or maybe it's Sue and Brian Samuel. We're celebrating Shavuot, or Pentecost, today. And this is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to take a little bit of a break from music from Sue and Brian Samuel. This is Carlos Perdomo's Ruach of God.
Holy, holy, holy. Adonai Elohim.
May the Ruach of God breathe on you today, my friends. Be filled with the Spirit of God and be blessed. Hallelujah. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. When I think about songs that are about the Spirit of God or being filled with His Spirit, I think about the song Come Holy Spirit, Bo Ruach Elohim. The song comes from the CD Adonai, but it has special meaning for me because it was written by two of my very special friends, Gila and Israel Nelson. And I will be airing an interview with Gila in a few weeks, but in the meantime, here is their song, Come Holy Spirit.
Bo Ruach Elohim Umale Nafshi Adrech Otanu Ki Yeladim Rak Becha Anu Chafetzim Anachnu Mazminim Otcha Lavo Holy Spirit, come, come and fill us now. For you are welcome in this place, show your mercy and your grace. Come and fill us, Holy Spirit, come. Spirit of God.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
All right, I know you guys want to hear my interview with Brian and Sue Samuel, so here it is, and I know you're going to love it. And don't worry, we'll have more music from Brian and Sue as soon as we're done. Brian and Sue Samuel, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
That should be Sue and Brian Samuel.
Oh, please.
Well, excuse me.
Hi, Ethel.
Hey, how's one of my favorite recording artists?
I'm very blessed, thank you.
We're doing well.
And how is my favorite Bagels and Blessings host?
Oh, well, what is it? Mutual Admiration Society. I'm blessed because I'm talking to you guys.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Mushy, mushy, mushy stuff here. So I wanted to have you guys on the line because you're going to be at Shema. This is going to be on the air June 4th, and you're going to be at Shema the very next day for our Shavuot service, and you have a new CD out, and I'm just thrilled beyond thrilled. So let's just get right into the new CD. It's called Revive. How did you write the songs? How were you inspired? How long did it take you to put it together, etc.? Tell me everything.
It took a really long time. Well, because, you know, in the midst of it, there was a pandemic. So we actually endeavored to start the recording at the beginning of 2020 and then had to put the whole thing on hold. So these songs have been bumping around probably for about 5 years, I would say, maybe longer for some of them. You know, some of them were backburnered during the last project, and I resuscitated them and brought them back, and other ones were just fresh new songs that I wrote. It's interesting because you asked how they were written, and I was afraid you were going to ask that because I couldn't really remember. But now I do remember, because I started this songwriting group in my congregation, and it was like a focused songwriter session that we would have once a month, and it lasted a very short time. But there were several songs from this project that came as a result of that. And basically what it was, what it entailed was, we got together as a group. There was a theme, and there was a facilitator, and the facilitator had to choose the theme in advance, and we had to discipline ourselves to actually write along that theme and bring the song to present once we met again. So it was a really great exercise. I've been involved in those things in the past with folk music, and this was the first time I got to do that with other believers and people in my congregation. So that was a huge blessing. And it's a very good exercise for people that are feeling kind of, you know, a sense of writer's block.
I think that's a great idea. And I think I might want to do that at Shema. That's really good. You know, one of my favorite songs, I like them all, one of my favorite songs from that project is the Ma Tovu song. I'm very excited about it.
Now, that is one of the ones that I mentioned that was backburnered the last time, that I actually had started writing in advance of my Promises album. And there were actually maybe one or two or three that were in that situation. And I was still tweaking. You know how you tweak and you tweak and you tweak? And
oh,
I never
could get
it quite where I wanted it. And then finally, why are you looking at the cat? Brian's looking at the cat.
Your cat wants to be interviewed too.
Get the ball out of his face.
Sorry, Brian distracted me by looking at my cat, Boaz.
Shalom, Boaz. Shalom.
He's happy to be on air.
Meow, meow.
finally got it to where I wanted it, and that's how it ended up on the Revive project.
Well, now, you know, this is different than your other CDs because there's a certain man. I'm so happy to hear Rabbi Brian's voice praising God at the end of the songs. Brian, are you playing keys in any of these songs?
I play keys on Great Are You Lord, the All Sons and Daughters song that we covered and put some Hebrew to, Gadol Elohai. But most of the other keyboard work was done by our producer and some other folks that he brought into the studio. But the whole chorus of Hallelujahs, that's all me.
I love it. Well, you know, it's always so funny. I'll tell people a story about, you know, I first met you at the Messiah Conference, and I was having people play at the marketplace, and you were one of the people playing, and you know, I thought, wow, look at him, he's like a Marty Goetz. And you kept saying, well, wait till you hear my wife Sue, she's really good. I'm thinking, yeah, whatever's. And then I hear her play guitar, I'm like, oh, he wasn't kidding, she is good.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, goodness.
He always has such deference to his wife, but he is a great talent in his own right.
Yes, he
is. Don't
let
him fool you, Ethel.
Well, you know, he has fooled me a few times, but, you know, what can I say?
I always tell people that I carry her guitar. Like, what's my role in the ministry? I can carry a mean guitar.
You do better than that, and you know it.
Aw, you guys are so cute.
Now he's a rabbi.
I know.
He was not a rabbi, so this is the first time I should have actually said Rabbi Brian and Sue Samuel on the CD cover. I didn't even think of that.
And so you're a Robinson.
I stand for
that. We should have put Robinson, Sue Sam. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, anyway, we can do it in future copies.
Absolutely, next time. Well, for those people listening that just can't get enough of your music, I know they can get some of it from the Fig Tree Bookstore at Shema, but otherwise, how can they get your CDs?
Well, it's available on all online retailers, you know, music retailers, you know, your Amazons and your Spotifys and all of those types of websites, Apple Music. So you can always download the MP3s or listen to the MP3s on those distributors and retailers. As far as getting a physical CD, the really only way to do that is through us at this point. So you can go to Sue's website, which is suesamuel.com, and all of her CDs, including this one, are available.
You know, one thing that makes me very sad is, you know, the newer cars just don't have CD players in them anymore.
Isn't that true? I know it.
Makes me very sad, but
I know.
But I have more reasons to be rejoiced. But now I'm happy because I thought I wasn't gonna get to see you on the 5th because I'm hosting my daughter's baby shower. But I will be there for an hour. I will be there for an hour, just so I can come in and give you a hug and clap my hands and rejoice, and then I have to leave. But I'm so glad. But for people listening, you just remember Sunday, June the 5th, for our 10 o'clock service at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. So I know you're probably going to be sharing a lot of thoughts and scriptures and things about Shavuot, because I understand you're going to be talking as well as singing, yes?
I found that out today from Rabbi Jim, that I'm going to be doing the sermon as well during the service.
Yeah, and by the way, so you have any...
by the way. Exactly.
No, so I don't know if you have a little sneak preview about how you feel about Feast of Weeks or Shavuot or anything that God's put on your heart about it. I mean, I'm sure we'll be hearing more, but.
Well, I'm always moved by how Yeshua fulfills all of the Jewish holidays, all of the biblical holidays. But something very interesting happened on Shavuot, which of course was fulfilled at Pentecost, that he actually, the man Yeshua, wasn't around. He went back to the Father 10 days prior. And, you know, like he himself fulfilled Passover by dying on the cross on Passover. And he himself fulfilled what's called, often called, the first fruits or the first day of the counting of the Omer. He resurrected on that day.
Yeah.
And he himself could have easily fulfilled Pentecost, Shavuot. He could have stuck around and the Spirit could have fell on him. But there was something different that needed to happen. God needed to pour out his Spirit on his people. Because Yeshua himself just couldn't change the entire world. He was one man in one geographical location. So that event sort of replicated Yeshua and enabled him to to put his spirit into millions of people or billions of people across time and be able to change the world. Mm.
And for those of you that want to hear more from Rabbi Brian Samuel, you'll have to come to Shema for our Sunday service at 10 a.m. Ooh, it's going to be so exciting.
So excited.
So I know I had you guys on the air years ago to talk about marriages because I love to interview people with great marriages. And so a lot of new listeners have come along now. And so let's just talk a little bit about your marriage. How long have you been married now?
It'll be 25 years. He's usually the better one with the numbers. It'll be 25 years in September.
Wonderful. And besides the Lord, which is an obvious answer, what is the key to your successful marriage?
Separate bathrooms.
No. Ah!
Well, that's one thing. But,
no. I agree.
Sense of humor, laughing, humility. What else, Brian?
There's the scripture verse that says, happy wife, happy life.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
That's in the Bible, and I preach about it on Shabbat.
And something else our listeners may not know is that you, Rebbetzin Susan, were healed of MS, correct?
I was diagnosed with MS. I don't like to say necessarily that I was healed from MS. I think I was misdiagnosed with MS. However, I was in like a cycle of follow-up where I was supposed to continue to see these MS specialists, and they were going to continue to follow me to see if my symptoms would ultimately develop into MS. So they weren't saying yay, they weren't saying nay necessarily. So then what ended up happening was I had had this series of MRIs, and there was a suspicious lesion on one of them. And then after I went through the whole process of being healed, my MRIs, the funny thing with MS is that your MRIs can change. I don't know if you know that.
No, I don't.
But you can have lesions that disappear. So this isn't necessarily the most important part or the most compelling part of my testimony, the fact that these lesions disappeared on my subsequent MRIs. I mean, that's a nice thing and everything, but typical MS, that happens. You know, that's one of the patterns. What happened in my case was that the lesions from the original MRI disappeared. So I was thoroughly healed backwards.
I love it.
Which is, you know, a really cool part of my testimony.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And my head is just spinning. There's so many things we could talk about. Let's talk about prayer. Is there any special thing you'd like us to be praying for you guys? Other than safe travels to Rochester, but by the time this is on the air, you'll already be here. No, you won't, actually. You'll be traveling. This is going to be on the air June 4th, and you're going to be traveling that night. So yes, we can pray for safe travels.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's good.
That would be wonderful.
Anything else?
What do you think, Susie? Well, you could pray for our congregation, for the Lord's will to be done fully in our congregation, for it to be a blessing to this local community as he sees it, and for the congregation just to really be a light to this area.
Absolutely, in Yeshua's name. Does your congregation still have a connection with Haiti?
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. We have an orphanage that we support. It's a primary, it's the primary expense of our congregation. We run very lean as far as expenses. Most everybody there is, in fact, everybody there is volunteer. So we have a small amount of expenses. The largest expense we have at the congregation is the orphanage. Expenses have gone up in the orphanage just because the prices of everything has gone up, even in Haiti. And the kids are older, you know, we need to get a truck for the children. So that's the long answer to yes, we support the orphanage. Yeah. But the kids are very happy, they're healthy, they're growing, they're fed, both physically and spiritually. The leaders there at the orphanage are wonderful believers. They even keep Shabbat. They keep Shabbat every Friday night, and they call themselves Mishkan Yeladim, like the Tabernacle of the Children, when they're keeping Shabbat together.
That's wonderful.
So it's a beautiful ministry there.
That's wonderful. And I guess before we end our time together, let's just remind people that you know where your congregation meets and when, and you know you're in Rhode Island, correct?
Yeah, we're in Rhode Island, and if anybody's in Rhode Island, it's a small state, so wherever you are in Rhode Island, you're probably traveling distance.
Probably.
Unlike in New York, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, Rhode Island is an hour drive the long way, the whole state. So we're in a town called North Smithfield, Rhode Island, and the congregation is called Mishkan David, Tabernacle of David, and we meet every Saturday.
At what time?
11 o'clock.
Ish.
Be there or be square.
Yes, be there or be nowhere.
And also online.
What was it?
Yes, and we live stream the services as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am just so thrilled that I am going to get to see you guys, and I hope everybody listening is going to come to our service and hear you guys and worship with us. But I just want to thank God for your friendship over the years. You've been very encouraging to me whenever I needed to learn new songs, and I even had the thrill of singing with you one time. Oh my goodness.
Aww, we should do that again.
I would love it. I'm telling you, I would love it. So may the Lord just bless you, and I can't wait to see you both and give you a great big hug.
Yes.
We're looking forward to seeing everybody as well. This will actually be our first ministry trip since the new album.
Yeah.
Ooh. So we're excited to share
our maiden voyage.
Yes, for the first time. It's a special album for us. As Susie said, it was supposed to be done years ago, but COVID put a stall to that, but it completed in the Lord's timing. It's a live CD. It was recorded in Florida at a Messianic congregation in Florida live. It was been on Susie's heart for about a decade or more to do a live CD, and the Lord finally opened up that opportunity. So we're excited to come and share it with you.
Oh, good.
And we had a great producer who we would be remiss if we didn't mention, Matt McEwen, who is from Daytona area, and he has a studio called Sound Mind Studios. He is Messianic. He is actually the cantor from a congregation. Beth Judah in... what's the town?
Ormond Beach, Florida.
Ormond Beach, Florida. So it was great to have a fellow Messianic and a fellow believer producing us, and he's an amazing producer.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's very exciting. Well, I hope you bring a truckload of CDs with you.
We will.
All right, well, God willing, I will see you soon, and thank you again for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you for having us at home.
You're welcome. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I know after hearing that interview, you are definitely going to head over to Shema Yisrael tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for our Shavuot service to see Brian and Sue Samuel in person. And right now, as promised, here is more music. This is from their new CD, Revive, and it's called Isaiah 6.
Holy, holy, holy. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Let's join that angelic chorus. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Holy, holy, holy. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Let us together lift up the name of Yeshua, the name above all names.
All right, folks, I hope you've enjoyed my interview today with Brian and Sue Samuel, or Sue and Brian Samuel. And remember to join us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton for our Shavuot service. I pray that the Lord blesses you and gives you all the desires of your heart. So I'll say shalom for now. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.